Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I just apologize for losing my temper and getting all out of character, God. And I even had a nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord. And I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I just,
man,
I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I just
heathen.
Need somebody to just come to me and be real, God. And let me know, am I still loved?
Yeah. Hey, man, we're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. No, no. Don't be afraid, man.
Wait.
Come on over. Everybody ready? All right, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouth.
Promise nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only
should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see. And as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip hop from us, cause it's still real ripping, leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
That's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? What's happening? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Mm-hmm. Just somebody who's following Christ these days. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. Pick the Bible up, read it, hear what God is saying, and do it. You know what I'm talking about? Let him do it through you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right, this episode, we on that hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, y'all know how we do it. You know what I'm talking about? Hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy. Hallelujah, Abba Father. Yeah, we up on this Bible study, on this episode. Let me ask you a question. Do you have Christ yet? Do you have Christ Jesus yet? If you don't, you're missing out on the benefits of living on the earth, being forgiven. Yeah, the benefits on, you're missing out on the benefits of living on the earth, being forgiven and justified of all of your sins. And then you're going to get, you're going to go to hell if you don't have him. All right, so you better get Christ. If you don't have Christ, you're missing out on the benefits of living on earth, being forgiven and justified of all of your sins, and then you're going to go to hell, into the lake of fire, if you don't have him. Jesus is the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for always being in control. Thank you, Father, for bringing us, you know, throughout these days and throughout the years, and day to day, watching out over us as we sleep at night, waking us up refreshed with these new beginnings. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting us get to know you like this. I pray now, Father, that you send more laborers into your harvest. Yeah, create a hunger and thirst in all of us. Let us hunger and thirst for you. Let us come to you and get filled, for you are the bread of life and the living water. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Have your way on this earth as it is in heaven. Have your way through this broadcast. Get your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for your spirit of truth that teaches us your scriptures. Continue to just have your way in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us for any ways that we have offended you today or tomorrow, and tomorrow, Father. Any ways that we have offended you, forgive us. And we receive your forgiveness now. And pray that you will pour more of your spirit and your anointing into us so that we may make the right choices with you. For we are your righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. And we thank you, hallelujah, and praise you for that. In the almighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, you are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs again to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like we always do about this time on these Tuesdays, you know, Teaching Tuesdays, Hip Hop Bible Study. Yeah, Bible Study. Taking the Bible chapter by chapter and verse by verse. So, three chapters on these Bible study episodes. So, you can go ahead and turn to the part one right now. Part one will be 1 Samuel chapter number 21. 1 Samuel chapter number 21. That's part one. So you can go ahead and go there. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Part two will be Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49 for part two. Part three will be Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7 for part three. So, yes. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 21. You can go ahead and go there. I'm about to meet you over there. 1 Samuel chapter 21. All right. Newsletters, audio book, and album are available. Newsletters, audio book, and album are available. Contact Oasis when hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. All right. When hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. And I think we're ready for the scriptures for today. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 21 then. 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter number 21. I'm going to read this inspirational card, this inspirational scripture to our spirits right now. A reminder and a refresher and a power upper. Some power, right, to keep us going. And no matter how much you hear these scriptures, man, when you're hearing them right, when they're coming from, you know, God and Spirit teaching them, they don't get old. They do not get old. Now, when people get a hold to them and just be quoting them and saying stuff without His Spirit, yeah, they get stale real quick. But the Word of God is living. And I said, the Word of God is living. Okay, forget what I said. The Bible says the Word of God is living. And it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Yeah, separate the bone from the marrow, the soul from the spirit. And that's a powerful word. That's a sharp word. So before we read 1 Samuel chapter 21 and verse 1, let me read this. It says, my God will supply all your needs. Yeah, you might have been going through something, trying to figure out how it's going to happen and all that. Yeah, God letting you know right now. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. My God will supply all your needs. Whatever you need, God got it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, God will supply it to you. Yeah, because my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. All right? You believe in Jesus yet? Yeah, you got to belong to the Lord now. He'll supply. Even supplies in people's life that don't acknowledge him. He indirectly be supplying in their lives. They don't even acknowledge him. So that's why it's indirectly, because they don't acknowledge him. He's in every breath we breathe. He's the one that gives us the power to get wealth. That goes for everybody. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're ready. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Let's get it. 1 Samuel chapter number 21. And we're going with verse number 1. Looking at David and Solomon hating on David. And then Solomon's son, Jonathan, him and David was folks. You know what I'm saying? They clicked. It was tight. Became best friends or what have you. But then Saul got a problem with David. He threw his spear at David twice. Even though David was in there playing the harp so that evil spirit can get away from Saul. So Saul threw the spear at David twice, maybe thrice. He also threw it at Jonathan, his son, in the last chapter we read. Like, boy, something wrong with Saul. And Saul was the first king. But God didn't want his people to have a man over them. God still don't want you to have a man over you. I know that's what the church has been preaching, but we got to go by what God says. God don't want no man over you. God want to be God over you. And that's it. Let God be true and every man be a lie. So yeah, man, just let God be the head. God needs to be the head of every man, every male, and God needs to be the head of every woman and every female. Okay? We were made by God, and we were made for God, by God and for God's purpose. All right? 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1 says, "Now David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest." He went to go see a priest, huh? And Ahimelech was afraid when he met David and said to him, "Why are you alone and no one is with you? Why are you alone and no one is with you?" So David said to Ahimelech the priest, "The king has ordered me on some business and said to me, 'Do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I seen you or what I have commanded you. And I have directed my young men to such and such a place.'" Verse 3 says, "Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, or whatever can be found." And the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread." We don't have the common bread, the average bread, okay? But there is holy bread. "If the young men have at least kept themselves from women, they had his holy bread." Verse 5 says, "Then David answered the priest and said to him, 'Truly, women have been kept from us about 3 days since I came out. And the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day.'" All right, now, later on in the scriptures, back somewhere, and I believe in the New Testament, it talks about David eating the bread. I doubt that's Jesus talking about that, matter of fact, about how David and his men came and ate the bread from the holy place and wasn't, and they was blameless. And this is the actual story of when David, his men coming to eat that, the holy bread, because the man said we ain't got no common bread. All right? All right, verse number 6 says, "So the high priest gave him holy bread, for there was no bread there but the show bread, only the holy bread, okay, which had been taken from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away." So we don't know about all the culture and all this, but we do know, you know, about these sacrifices and stuff like that. Verse 7 says, now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chief of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul. So he's the chief of the herdsmen that worked for Saul or what have you. Verse 8 says, and David said to Ahimelech, is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. So the priest said, the sword of Goliath. Y'all remember Goliath? That's the giant, right? That's the giant that David had killed and overcome by the power of God, though. So the priest said, the sword of Goliath. This is 1 Samuel chapter number 21, verse 9. So the priest said, the sword of Goliath, the Philistine whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will, take that. Take it. If you want to take that, take it. For there is no other except the one here. And David said, there is none like it. Give it to me. Getting that giant, big old giant sword. All right, verse 10 says, then David arose and fled that day from before Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing of him to one another in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? So the spirit leaving Saul, which was the first king, God's spirit leaving Saul, that depressed him enough, more than enough. Then God sent what kind of spirit? It was some kind of wicked spirit, a grievous spirit to come aggravate Saul. And then Saul coming to town, and now the preachers, the people on top of that are cheering for Saul and his thousands that he done killed. And then David walk up through there, and they stopped cheering for Saul, and they started saying David, started calling his name, and then saying he killed 10,000. Like, Saul killed thousands, but David killed 10,000s. So he dealing with all this king here. So David is you know, fleeing away from Saul, who was trying to kill him. Not that he's scared. He might have been a little shook, too. You see what I'm saying? But David is a warrior, so the thing is, he's not trying to cause any harm on Saul. That's what David doing. He's not trying to cause any harm on Saul. And you will see this as we continue to read. When Saul trying to attack David, and David like, man, you know, I'm not going to touch God's anointed for nothing. That's how David's attitude was. He anointed by God. I ain't going to touch him. It sounds like us and the old folks in the church and the young folk, like, I ain't going to touch y'all. I'm going to let y'all old folk have it. I don't know why they jealous. Anyway, now David took, this is 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 12 says, now David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, pretended madness, because David's scared. Now look at David acting crazy. He changed his behavior before them, pretended madness in their hands, scratched on the doors of the gate, and let his saliva fall down on his beard. Now he acting crazy. This David doing this. This David acting crazy now. You know what I'm talking about? You afraid, you acting crazy. Verse 14 says, then Achish said to his servants, look, you see the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Verse 15 says, have I need of a madman? Have I need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? So that's how David got out of this situation. He acted like he was crazy. You know what I'm talking about? He was afraid, so he acted like he was crazy. You know what I'm talking about? Why you think you be acting like you crazy? Okay, let me go. Yeah, so I get it from David. I got that from my old great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-
Shout out, King David. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's part one. We finished already. First Samuel Aola.
chapter 21. We're going to this praise break. When we come back, man, part number two, Isaiah 49. Yeah, you can go ahead and go there and peek at it and all that stuff too. Isaiah 49 when we come back, though. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Yeah, just somebody who cuckoo for Christ still. 2021 on. Be right back.
Sometimes I. the feel good joints, man. Never stop sinning. It's a movement, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's
never
go.
Ain't no doubt about it. This is one thing that I know.
I know,
I'm
I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait.
And when I go, I ain't gotta need a light song. Cause I ain't coming back, I'm out like a running back. On that highway to heaven, said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence, it's obvious. It obviously, G-O-D is in me. Me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gonna win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the gym. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a trend. But now, but your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know, I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait.
Stop listening to the Mayans. Scared to death crying. The rumors I ain't buying. So all you scientists, I need to stop trying. Nobody knows the hour of the day. So get yourself together, cause it might be the day. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st. Only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I seen hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I hold you up like a kickstand. When your problems pile up like a dishpan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband. Just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what? Thank you, man.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. You like that? I thought you would. Yes, sir. I'm a believer. Believer. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Well, we still on it. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Part 2. Let's get it. Isaiah chapter 49. Let's go. Isaiah chapter number 49. I'm a believer. I like that. I'm a believer. Duke. We're going to Isaiah chapter 49. I'm a believer. Isaiah 49. Oh, there it is. I'm a believer. Yeah. I believe it. I believe Isaiah chapter number 49. Isaiah chapter number 49, and we're going with verse number 1. And it says, listen, O coastlands, to me. Yeah, listen to God. And take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. Mm-hmm. I thought the matrix was just a movie, huh? From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. Verse 2, Isaiah 49 says, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. Wow. Man, God can pull you out like a shank. Shank that devil. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. In his quiver, he has hidden me. He made me a polished shaft. Right? Yeah. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. He's going to bring you out when it's time. Boy, we don't even recognize it, bro. So we got to trust God. You're a weapon of mass destruction in God's hands. One of God's weapons of mass destruction. Let me read verse 2 again. Matter of fact, let me start it back at verse 1. Isaiah 49, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me. This is a capital M, capital E, right? Capital M in there. And take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. This is Jesus talking. Because the M's are capitalized in me and in my, in verse 1. Verse 2, too. It says, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. That's why people wanted to kill Jesus. That's why they want to kill you and crucify you and keep you out of stuff, because your mouth, you coming out your mouth and it's a sharp sword cutting them. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it don't matter. You do what you got to do. You glorifying God because you speaking the words of God. And it's not your fault because people are rejecting the words of God. So continue to speak the words of God. Before you know it, you'll be up there with the word. Be up there with God and the word, Jesus, while they'll still be stuck down here without his spirit. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me. I'm in the shadow of his hand. He hid me. He hid me. And he made me a polished shaft in his quiver. He has hidden me. Verse 3 says, and he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. You are my servant, in whom I will be glorified. I'm a believer. Yes, sir. You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 49. All right, Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 3 says, and he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain. I said, I labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord. Surely my just reward, your just reward is with the Lord. And my work with my God. Verse 5 says, and now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him, for I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. He didn't even recognize Jesus was talking to him back in, you know, in the Old Testament. But this Isaiah, the prophet, he see stuff. Look at Jesus back here talking in Isaiah, man. Wow. Isaiah chapter 49. Let's get verse 5 again. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall
be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant. No, it's too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. That's a small thing. Man, that sounds like a big job. God ain't finished. He's saying it's a small thing. And if he's saying it, okay, I'm going to believe what he says. So, verse 6 again, Isaiah 49, verse 6. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. Guess what? I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles. So not only are you going to restore Israel, you're going to also be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Yeah, Jesus is God's salvation to the ends of the earth, the whole world. Verse 7 says, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One. To him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he who has chosen you. So the kings, they're going to rise. The princes, they're going to worship. Why? Because of the Lord who is faithful. Because the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Yeah. Chosen by God. I heard the folks say picked out to be picked on. You know what I'm talking about? He chosen by God. Yeah, sometimes he do. That's what he do. He pick you out, and then they start picking on you. Don't worry, God still chose you. So you focus on being chosen, being picked out by the one who we all got to give account to. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 8, Isaiah 49, verse 8 says, thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you. In an acceptable time I have heard you. We be thinking that he don't be hearing us. He letting us know right now. In an acceptable time I have heard you. I just didn't act yet because now is the time. It wasn't time then, but now is the time. In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I will. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. I will preserve you. So I have helped you, and I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. And see, when we start following Christ, this stuff starts flowing to us right here and through us because Christ is living in us. You see what I'm saying? And God's still doing stuff through us. Through Christ, through us, these days. All right? So, verse 8, Isaiah 49 says, thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. Verse 9 says, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Yeah, we're going to do all this. God doing this through us. All right? That you may say to the prisoners, go forth. Setting the prisoners free. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pasture shall be on all desolate heights. Verse 10 says, they shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. That's who you want leading you. The one who has mercy on us. Lead us, Father. You know what I'm talking about? He who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water. He will guide them. Verse 11 says, I will make each of my mountains a road. I will make my mountains a road. Bring the mountains down. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim.
Verse 13 says, sing, O heavens. Sing, O heavens. Be joyful, O earth. And break out in singing, O mountains. Why? For the Lord has comforted his people. I like that. That's why you sing. That's why you be joyful. You break out in the singing, for the Lord has comforted his people. And we'll have mercy on his afflicted. And don't you like, don't you just enjoy and love when God gets involved? Mm-hmm. Love when he gets involved. He said rejoice, sing, be joyful. Why? For the Lord has comforted his people. Giving you comfort right now. Every time you pick his word up and you start reading, man, stay in there long enough, watch. You're going to get some comfort, I'm telling you. So for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Verse 14 says, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. This is what Zion said. And sometimes, you know, we get to this point because Zion is that place of praise. Sometimes we get to the place that we don't even feel like praising God. But guess what? Forget what you're feeling. Offer the sacrifice of praise. That's why it's called a sacrifice. You might not be feeling like it. The whole world might be on top of you. Your whole world turned over. You might not feel like it. And you right here with Isaiah 49, verse 14, feeling just like this. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Look at verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Her nursing child. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Her child that's on her breast. Can she forget him? When she's nursing him and feeding him and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget. Uh-oh. Surely they may forget. Yet I will not forget you, though. Wow. Yeah, he letting you know, like, even if a mama ain't going to forget her nursing baby, man. And then he said, even if she, you know, he named something that's highly impossible, highly unlikely, should I say, to happen. Because true mothers, they're not going to, you know, abandon their babies, man. They're nursing babies, too. Not no true mother. You see what I'm saying? But he said, surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you, though. So you remember how them, these mothers leaving their children in the car? I'm just saying, like, bro, what the? Mm-mm. Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. God saying he ain't going to forget you, though. His memory better than mothers who got nursing children. Yet they may forget, yet I will not forget you. This is what God just said. Verse 16 says, see, I have inscribed you on my palms. I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. He wrote your name on his hands. See that? Your walls are continually before me. I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Yeah, you know, in school, you might have did that. Some of us did it. You know what I'm saying? You might love somebody all in school. You got to go back to elementary and middle school. You love somebody. You write their name on your hand. You write their name in your folder and all that stuff like that. Write their name in your locker and care. So God, like, man, I got your name in my hand, cuz. Hey, see what I'm saying? I got wrote your name in my hand. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Those who laid you waste and those who were destroying you shall go away from you. You tried to keep them around you, but you didn't know they were destroying you. They were laying you waste. But guess what? They're going to go away from you. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's getting rid of some stuff. About to get ready to bless somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. About to get ready to bless you. Getting rid of all them enemies, them snakes, and the ones that was destroying your life and destroying your faith, laying you waste. Verse 18 says, lift up your eyes, look around and see. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourself with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. So he's showing us something. He's like, look around. He's telling us, look around and see. Look at all these that's gathered together that's coming to you, right? All these gather together and they come to you.
As I live, says the Lord. Yeah, as I live, says the Lord. You shall surely clothe yourselves with them as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. Verse 19 says, for your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. So God about to prosper you. Yeah. Gonna prosper us. Put us in this prosperous place. And gonna make sure them enemies ain't around to come over there and waste and destroy what he blessing you with. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Those who swallowed you up will be far away. Verse 20 says, The children you will have after you have lost others will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Now, the ones who left you, the children you will have after you have lost the others. Talking about children. Talking about the ones that walk out your life too. Not, you know what I'm saying? Talking about children. And he really was talking to this leader. So the leader was looking at the other, you know, the flock like children or what have you. You know what I'm saying? Sheep. Okay? So we're looking at people, not necessarily talking about your children. Okay? It says the children you will have after you have lost the others will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Okay? So don't worry about the ones who done left out of your life, because the ones that's coming after, yeah, God going to replace them. The ones that was in your life before, God replacing them. See, that's why when people go out of your life and all, just let them go. I've learned that. Yeah, just let them go on ahead. It ain't no need for you to try to hold on to them or nothing. They've already gone, so just let they behind go. Matter of fact, go and kick them on. Go and tell them kick rocks. Yeah, kick rocks. Go on about your business. You know what I'm talking about? All right? The children you will have after you have lost the others will say again, in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Verse 21 says, then you will say in your heart, who has begotten these for me, since I have lost my children and am desolate? Who going to replace them? Who replaced these? Since I lost mine and I'm desolate. I ain't got nothing. I lost them and I ain't got nothing. So who has begotten these for me? A captive and wandering to and fro. And who has brought these up? There I was left alone, but these, where were they? I was left alone, but these, who you talking about, where were they? Verse 22, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. Yeah, look at God lifting up his hand. See how man is? Man want to put his hand on the Bible, lift his hand up, and get sworn into the presidency and all this stuff like that. Look at God. Verse 22, Isaiah 49. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. So they're going to bring them. Yeah. And guess what? God's setting up his standard for the people. He's not relying on man to do it. We read right now, verse 22, Isaiah 49, I will lift up my hand, and I'm going to set up my standard for the people. Right? Verse 23 says, kings shall be your foster fathers. Wow. Kings shall be your stepfathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. I'm going to take care of you. They shall bow down to you, though, with their faces to the earth, and lick up of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me, as long as we are waiting for God. Do we recognize what happened when we wait for God? First, you renew your strength. You wait on God, you renew your strength. Then you mount up with wings as eagles. Then you run and don't get tired. Then you walk and you don't faint. You don't fall out. See? Waiting on God.
And then guess what else? When you're waiting on God, you shall not be ashamed. Because God know how to turn everything around. God know how to make them fall down. I'm going to read verse 23 again, because it said they're going to lick the dust of your feet, the dust coming off your feet. Yeah, God about to promote you so good that these mugs going to come around, that walked out of your life, they're going to come around and be bowing down. Look, let me go back and read this thing again, man. I'm going back to verse 22. Isaiah 49, verse 22. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the people. I'm going to set up my standard for the people. I ain't depending on Rev them no more. I ain't depending on these churches no more. I'm going to do this myself, is what God said. Set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers and their queens. Their queens, your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth. Mm-hmm. They're going to bow down to you with their faces to the earth. Yeah, that's the power of God on your life. That's going to make them bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I'm going to make them bow down. Then you're going to know that I'm the Lord. I'm going to make a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Then you're going to know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. We shall not be ashamed who waiting on God, or waiting for God. Verse 24 says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Yeah, thus says the Lord. And the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend, or I will fight with him who contends, or who fights with you. Look at this. This is what the Lord's saying. I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh. I'm going to feed the one, everybody who oppressing you, I'm going to feed them with their own flesh. Wow. Tell you, let God fight your battles, man. You just keep on obeying God, keep serving God, keep worshiping God, keep praising God. Keep obeying God. Let him fight for you. I'm going to contend with him who contends with you, and I'm going to save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know. All flesh shall know this. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior. God going to do something, and he going to show up and make sure all flesh know, all flesh that you encounter, they're going to know that the Lord is your Savior. They're going to know that the Lord is our Savior and our Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. So don't forget, yeah, God can show up at any time. Show up and turn your situation around at any time. So in the meantime, what you need to do and what I need to do is continue to trust him, continue to obey him, continue to seek him first. You know what I'm talking about? Continue to love him, right? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? We're taking our time with it. 1 Samuel chapter 21, that was part one. Part two, we just finished, was Isaiah 49. You know what I'm talking about? And recognizing and realizing how God is going to, you know, this, what I get from this chapter is how God is going to show up and start doing things in your life. You ain't got to worry about yourself. You ain't got doing it yourself. You ain't got to worry about people and them doing it, the people that done walked out of your life or whatever and took you for granted. God said, don't worry about them. I'm going to replace them. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Then he said, I'm going to bring them back and make them bow down. And then he said, he let us know, I'm going to fight those who fight you. You know what I'm talking about? If they contending with you, then I'm going to contend with them. You know what I'm talking about? God got you. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Your homie Oasis on the line. When we come back, we getting into part number 3, Hebrews chapter number 7. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah.
Wide awake, Bull City. Yo, it's old man. Intense to slow poets. Dolo, Dolo. One of the original wide awake contingents. And it goes a little something like this. Yeah. Honest to goodness. How can I put this? By the time I finish, you won't care where the hook is. If I could do what I love, I hang with the good kids. I didn't want to see murder. Look what the hood did. Straight madness. I never overstood it. But did I understand? Maybe a little bit. How can we all eat in this world of doggy? You feeling the frog leap. Blood over the concrete. Mama screaming out, why they? And why did God deny me? She was the church Sunday, Monday to Friday. She prayed every day as he pumped that Wale. Okay. God work in mysterious ways. Anybody can go, no matter your age. Even the rich gotta split, no matter their way. And then some will survive after the 12 gauge. Pull them in a day. How can you not be amazed? This type of mom make me shine like I'm glazed. Many men lose their lives trying to shine for some babes. Acting like them men that had to rise from them caves. Killed all them redskins in a line of braids. It ain't been that long, but they got it made. Picture me as that Turner, but I gotta fade. You know you're not a slave. But hey,
hey, yo, Laquan, you crazy.
Intense to slow forward. Yeah, and you know it, baby. To be born in 73. You not gon' believe when I tell you what happened to me. They call me slow, but God moves faster for me. He has many mansions, but has a castle for me. See, this pastor to be could have been a casualty. I'm talking trauma with a capital T. Hanging out with 10 more bros better than me. The harder we went, the better the weed. Trust that when our enemies bust back, we scatter and weed. Wide awake first to do it, Adam and Eve. And one of us got hit, homie fell on his knees. A willing participant is all a felony needs. Lord, please don't let them die. I listen to what you're telling me. You please. Are today's mathematics master of all degrees. If this is offensive, pardon me, please. I'm not done with this track. It's just starting to bleed. According to me, the joint is about to, so they starting to leave. I don't care, I'm just sowing a seed. This old man, the whole game is just boring to me. So I'm spitting what's important to me.
Cook like crock pot, acting all hard, but really sweeter than pop rock. Come on, you know. stop.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. What's cracking and how are you? We up in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we up on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right. We ready for part number 3. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter number 7. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. One more chapter. Hebrews chapter 7. Starting in verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 7. Are you there yet? Let's get it. Hebrews chapter number 7. We're about to get into Melchizedek, see who Melchizedek is and, you know, what he did, how he showed up and all that. For those that don't know, it was back in Genesis. Abraham encountered this king of Salem, Melchizedek. And some people say it was Jesus and all that, but, you know. We gonna see. You know what I'm saying? It could be. King of Salem, Melchizedek. He just popped up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so in Genesis, when Abraham encountered Melchizedek, it does not get into the details as it's going to get into in this chapter of Hebrews, chapter 7. So let's go ahead and get it. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 says, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him." So he met Abraham and he blessed him. Verse 2 says, "To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all." This is where the tenth comes from. When you look at the Bible, you'll see that they was always giving a tenth, always offering God a tenth. Right? "To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace." Now that sounds like Jesus. Yeah, the Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. Verse 3 says, "Without father, without mother, without genealogy." Mm-hmm. But then we can see who Jesus' father was and Jesus' mother was. But you can, but you can't. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can see Joseph and Mary being his earthly parents, but again, he was without father. Like, nobody fathered him except God. And God is, you know, the Father, God is the Son, and God is the Holy Ghost. Okay? So without father, without mother, without genealogy, but Jesus had a genealogy. I believe it's in Matthew, the first chapter, I believe. Okay? "Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life." Look at this. Sound like Jesus, ain't it? "Having no beginning of days or end of life." Well, then again, Jesus had beginning of days on the earth, and he had the end of life on the earth, right? But he the resurrection, though. So he still fit right there, too, don't he? "Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days," because he is the beginning, right? "No end of life, he is the end. I am the beginning and the end." "But made like the Son of God." So that ain't him. "Remains a priest continually. But made like the Son of God. Remains a priest continually, though. Verse 4 says, now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth. We just found out Melchizedek is not Jesus. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 says, because what did you say? Like the Son of God in verse 3. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 5 says, and indeed those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people. You see this? And indeed, those who are of the sons of Levi, the Leviticus, right? Levites, who receive the priesthood, yeah, they're priests, right? Have a commandment to receive tithes from the people. This is a commandment. They have a commandment to receive tithes from the people, according to the law, though. That is from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham. Verse number 6 says, but he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. So he received the tithes from Abraham and he gave him a blessing. Verse 7 says, now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Verse 8 says, here mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. So here, right here, mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Verse 9 says, even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes. See that? Even Levi. You know, from verse 5, even the priesthood, the ones that got the priesthood, and it was a commandment to receive tithes from the people. Look at this in verse 8. Verse 9. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 9. Even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes. The priests who received tithes also paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak. Even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. He wasn't even born yet. He was still in the loins of his father. Yep. Receive tithes, pay tithes. All right. Verse 11 says, therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, if perfection were. So if it were, it must not be then. If perfection was or were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? Okay, we're going to read that again. We're taking our time teaching Tuesdays, Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, Hebrews 7, verse 11. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law. If the priesthood was changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law. The priesthood was changed, the law is changed too then. For the priesthood being changed of necessity, it was needful that the priesthood be changed, there is also change of the law. That's what it said in verse 11. If perfection were through the law, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, we wouldn't need another priest. Verse 13 says, for he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. Yeah, no flesh and blood right here. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah. It's evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood, though. Moses didn't say nothing about Judah and priesthood. He sure said something about the Levites and their priesthood. Verse 15 says, and it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest. He's in the likeness of Melchizedek.
right? In the likeness of Melchizedek, who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. Look at that. He didn't come according to the law of a fleshly commandment. He didn't come according to no religion, but he came according to the power of an endless life. See the difference? This is not religion. This is the power of an endless life. Yeah, if we do this right. The power of an endless life is what you will get. Verse 17 says, for he testifies, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Remember Melchizedek? No father, no mama, no genealogy. Popped up out of nowhere. He king, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, according to the order of Melchizedek. Verse 18, Hebrews chapter 7 says, for on the one hand, there is an annulling or a making void of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For on the one hand, there is an annulling. An annulling means to make void. For on the one hand, there is an annulling or a making void of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. Can't still be under the law when you got Jesus who makes you free. Yes, sir. For the law made nothing perfect. Told you. The law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope, though. The law made nothing perfect, but God going to give us a better hope. He going to do something else. He always outdo himself. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. The better hope is how we draw near to God. I like that. Yeah. The law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope. Got something better coming in that's greater than, that's better than the law. The law didn't make nothing perfect. If perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, verse 11, remember? So then we get to verse 19 and let you know, for the law made nothing perfect. The law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. The better hope is Jesus, greater than the law. We under the Lord. Verse 20 says, and inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath, by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. God said that about Christ. Verse 22 says, by so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Jesus is a surety of a better covenant. A better covenant. Jesus is better than the law. Jesus is better than any religion. Okay. Verse 23 says, and there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. So it was a lot of them because, you know, some of them had to die. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 24 said, well, all of them, really. But he, because he continues forever, though, all the regular priests had to die. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. See why you need to get with Jesus? He the one swallowed death up in victory. See why you need to trust Jesus? He swallowed death up. All right? He's not like the regular old priest that can be defeated by death. Yeah, death kept him from continuing, but he got up. He resurrected from the dead, from the grave. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. He continues forever. Verse 25, yeah, that's the difference. Our high priest, he went through all this, and he can relate to us, and we can relate to him, yet and still he's above all of us. He never sinned. He never fell short. Yeah, he never fell short just to say, well, I fell short, so I know what you... Mm-mm. He understands. He's been tempted in every area, but he never fell short. We need somebody who never falls short. Stop running to each other. People ain't nothing, man. You know, you got to love them, but they ain't, you know, you can't count on them. You can't get your value from them. Please. All is vanity anyway. Verse 24 says, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. He's able to save whoever comes to God. Listen. He is able to save anybody who comes to God. They got to come to God. Forgiveness is available for everybody, but come pick up the forgiveness. Come receive the forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ. Verse 25, let me read it again. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He always lives to make intercession for them. Thank you. Jesus making intercession for us. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like intercepting, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, he's praying for us instead of us praying. You see what I'm saying? He always lives to make intercession for us. Now, his prayer is sure enough going to get through. And I like the fact that Jesus be praying for us. And if you need some more confidence and to see some more evidence of Jesus praying for you, read John chapter 17. John chapter 17 for yourself and see how God himself, Jesus himself, was praying for us. All right? He always lives to make intercession for us. Verse 26 says, for such a high priest, this kind of high priest right here, this high priest right here, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Wow. Therefore, it says, for such a high priest, I'm going to read verse 25 and verse 26 again. Hebrews chapter number 7. Hebrews chapter number 7. I'm going to read verse 25 and verse 26 again. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy. Our high priest, he is holy, he is harmless, he is undefiled, he is separate from sinners, and he has become higher than the heavens. He higher than the heavens. He higher than the heavens. You know he higher than the earth. Who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. Now, do y'all see this in that one verse? All right. So Jesus does not need daily. This is verse 27, Hebrews 7. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27. Who does not need daily as those high priests. He's above the high priest that died off. He's above these high priests that had to offer up sacrifices for their own sins and then for the people's. Okay? He does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice. Offer up sacrifices for the people. All right? Who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins, because he never sinned. Okay? The high priest, the priest, they would have to offer sacrifices for themselves and for the people. Jesus never sinned, so he don't have to offer no sacrifice for his sins. All right? For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself once and for all. He don't do this every year or daily as the priest had to do. So that's how you know that people these days, ain't nobody perfect. Even the priest had to offer up sacrifices for their sins. The priest who God chose and who was handling business for God and God was their portion, you know what I'm saying? They had to offer up the sacrifices of for their sins. Thank you, Jesus. They had to offer up sacrifices for their sins and for the people's as well. But Jesus is far greater and above. Okay, so he didn't have to offer sacrifices for himself and for the people. He straight offered it for the people once and for all. Verse 28 says, for the law appoints as high priest men. You see this? The law appoints as high priest men who have weakness. Men who have weakness. Don't listen to them folk that think that they all perfect, man. And they forgot that they have weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? For the law appoints as high priest men who have weakness. But the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son, S-O-N, who has been perfected forever. The Son has been perfected forever. Jesus is greater than any human being. Jesus is greater than any system or strategies of any human being. Jesus is greater than any army of human beings. Jesus is greater than any religion and philosophies or opinions. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord. And that's who we need. No priest couldn't compare to him. Now, Melchizedek, he came close to a comparison, you know, according to the order of Melchizedek. But Melchizedek wasn't no regular old, you know, priest or regular old man. They say he ain't got no genealogy. He ain't got no mama or daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, Melchizedek, boy. For sure. So, all right, we finish. Hip Hop Bible Study. A little better. Hope it has blessed you real good. Part 1 was 1 Samuel chapter 21. Part 2, Isaiah 49. Part 3, Hebrews 7. Again, part 1 was 1 Samuel chapter 21. Part 2, Isaiah chapter 49. And part 3, Hebrews chapter number 7. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Get in that position to receive all the blessings of the Lord, man. Starting with this year. Get in that position. Trust God. Stop worrying. Have faith in God. No doubting. In the Hip Hop Mr. Christ. Get at you next time. I'm your homie, Oasis. Appreciate you tuning in. Stay blessed.
He'll make it all right. God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
dancing, say, he'll make it all.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.